Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every god I do.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guests are Ann Anderson and Johnny Gary. Ann Anderson is one of those locally delicious heirloom tomatoes, one of those ladies. And Johnny Gary is the farmer from Organic Matters. The reason we have them both together here today is we're going to talk about the Food for People Locally Delicious Food Fund. So Ann, for anybody who might not be familiar with Locally Delicious, tell us what Locally Delicious is.
Well, we're a local nonprofit. There's 8 people now who belong to it. We call ourselves the Heirloom Tomatoes because most of us are heirloom in age. And we work a lot to educate people about the importance of good quality food. We have a bias toward organic, of course. We first did a cookbook called Locally Delicious. It's resources and recipes for how to find food on the North Coast and how to prepare it. We're working now on our second book called Lunchbox Envy, more aimed at children to encourage healthy school lunches. My daughter is a farmer, and she's in Humboldt County, and she has educated me over a number of years about organic food. So that's how I became knowledgeable about some of these issues and did a lot of reading. And then I just happened to run into Suzanne Simpson at another event, and she bent my ear about local food. And we started, and then some of our friends and acquaintances, and we solicited some help from outside. So we found these people, and we all came together and started working together with the goal of promoting our local sustainable agricultural system and educating people about healthier food.
So, Ann, let's talk about the Food Fund. In 2010, you guys raised $6,000, $3,000 from cookbook proceeds, and another $3,000 in a match from St. Joseph's Community Fund. And how did you use that money?
Well, we handed it over to Food for People, and Jason Whitley, who's the manager of the program, contracted with 6 farmers in the beginning of the season so they would grow the food that Food for People knew their clients would actually eat. We felt in our group that everybody deserves really the best quality food, and that some of the food that comes to Food for People is through some other surplus organization stuff and isn't necessarily always the best. And so we wanted to start providing food that was of the best quality.
So in 2011, you actually raised the $3,000 from the cookbook proceeds. You had another $3,000 again from St. Joseph's Community Fund, but then you also had $1,000 from individual contributors. So what is the goal for 2012?
Well, we'd like to increase the number of farmers. We already have a little over $7,000 committed, partly from St. Joe's, from our cookbook sales, and then from the community. We'd like to get it up to 8,000 so that we could hire 8 to 10 farmers to even produce more varieties of crops.
So I'm happy to say we have one of the farmers here, Johnny Gary from Organic Matters. Johnny, how did you react to this when you were contacted by Food for People?
Well, when I was first contacted, I said, wow, a new customer that actually wants to prepay me for produce that I will grow and deliver to them in the future. How can it get any better than that? Jason gave me a call and he said, look, this is the concept. We're trying to use these funds in the best way possible. We want high quality produce. And he asked me what I could supply. I said I could deliver a range of things. We ended up deciding on broccoli, although I've also filled in with cabbage and cauliflower. And we just negotiated kind of a purchase price for the product and a timeline for when I would supply it. And from there, they cut me a check. And that was really important because it came at a time in the year when our startup costs are really high and we have no income. So that was one of the most important things about the prepayment of the purchase, is able to get us money for seeds and upfront cost.
I think a lot of people really aren't aware of the impact of local farms on Food for People, that there is a lot of produce that is donated every year from Food for People. A lot of food is gleaned from the farm at the end of the year and then donated to Food for People. This is kind of like an additional amount that you were able to grow this year.
Oh, that's absolutely right. I think the amount of produce that I'll supply through this purchase contract is just a drop in the bucket compared to what I also donate on top of that, as well as all the other farmers who are involved in the program. I think the statistics were something like 55,000 pounds were donated in addition to, you know, the number of pounds in these purchase contracts. So it really adds up to be a lot, either through direct delivery to the food bank or through the gleaning projects, which, you know, volunteers actually come out to the farms and pick the surplus produce in the field.
And Food for People uses it in several programs, including their Choice Pantry, where people can come and choose their food, senior and homebound programs, and some of the children programs. And they use the food in some of their cooking classes as well.
That's right. The cooking classes that are offered for Food for People clients over at the North Coast Co-op Community Kitchen in Eureka. I think a lot of times, maybe a few generations from a time when people knew how to prepare certain foods, and so this gives people an opportunity to relearn how to make some of this produce in their kitchen.
Absolutely. If you can cook, you will have a better quality of diet than any other single thing you can do. It's the most important thing you can do.
So if people are interested in this program and this idea of getting money into the hands of farmers so that they can produce produce for Food for People, what should they do?
Well, a couple of things. You can telephone over to Food for People, and their phone number is 445-3166, and tell them you want to donate to the Locally Delicious Food Fund. That money will go directly to this particular project. With a certain minimum donation, you will get a free Locally Delicious cookbook along with your donation. Or you can go to our website, Locally Delicious, that's locally-delicious.org, and follow the link to the Food for People project, and that will tell you about it, and then link over to Food for People, and you can donate online again. And again, there's a space on their online form. You need to type in Locally Delicious Food Fund to get it to this project.
So, Anne, you guys have Twitter, you have Facebook, you have all this different social networking ability. How are you able to manage all of that?
We hired a young intern who knows how to do it. Uh-huh. Her name is Kate Jamison Allward. She's dragging us into the 21st century.
Okay. So is there anything else you would like people to know about your program or ways that you are helping people get a hold of fresh produce?
Besides the obvious ways, you know, coming and visiting at a roadside stand and, you know, seeing us at the farmers markets or shopping locally at your natural food stores. I just want to take the opportunity to say thank you to all the generous sponsors of this program, the Locally Delicious Ladies and St. Joe's and all the other private contributors.
Do you want to talk at all about CalFresh, which is formerly EBT or also known as food stamps?
Yeah, I can talk about that. I help my daughter at the farmers market, so I'm standing there lots of Saturdays in Arcata. The client will take their card to the market stand, and it's traded for wooden coins, and those are then spent with whatever farmer you want to spend your coins with. Last year, there was a match program so that if you brought $10 worth of EBT funds, you were given another $5 in coupons. So you got $15 worth of produce for your $10 of EBT. So that was really good. The other thing is that you can use your EBT, what's called CalFresh now, for plant starts if you want to grow your own food. So that's really, really successful. I noticed that during the summer when that was going on, we had buckets of these coins, and so people were really using it. It was really gratifying.
So Johnny, have you had that experience of having people bring their CalFresh coins over to your booth?
Absolutely. We see those come in all the time. They're as good as gold to us. We cash them in at the end of the day at the market table and either pay our stall fee with them or just get cashed out in greenbacks with them. So they spend really well with us.
This is Jennifer Bell, and I've had the pleasure of talking with Ann Anderson from Locally Delicious and Johnny Gary from Organic Matters.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot or two.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.